Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, who sucks last? Keep it thrilled. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have our three contestants. We have a woman in Florida. We have a woman in Kansas. But believe it or not, we start right here in the fine state of Washington. Let's go to Vancouver, Washington, where an Arby's manager there, he admitted to police that he urinated twice into the restaurant's milkshake mix. And now police want to get in touch with the customers. Authorities got in contact with this guy earlier this month, and he confessed that he was, in fact, the night manager at Arby's. It should be pointed out the authorities were after him for something entirely unrelated. I'll get to that a little bit later. Entirely unrelated. So they executed a search warrant for his digital devices. Well, that's where police found a video of Sharp peeing into the container that was a milkshake mix from Arby's. Again, this is not what they were looking for. They were looking for something else, and as they're going through the videos, they're like, I will be goddamn, this dude is also peeing into the milkshake mix. Well, police said he then confessed to detectives that he had urinated at least twice into the milkshake mixture, hence for sexual gratification. By the way, officers, they're now asking for any customers that purchased a milkshake from that Arby's, 221 Northeast 104th Avenue, Vancouver, Washington, on October 30th or 31st of last year, and have a receipt to please contact them. I think the likelihood of anyone having a receipt from Arby's from 6 months ago is a stretch, but that's the best they can do, all right?
I mean, maybe only because it's Halloween.
Maybe, maybe. I don't know how many fast food receipts I've ever kept, but nevertheless, if you were there, whether you have the receipt or not, just know if you got a milkshake, there's a real good chance you drank some of his urine. Yep. Now let's go to Florida. And when it comes to enacting revenge, I've heard of an eye for an eye, but this is more like a number one for a number two. So there's a 57-year-old woman there. Her name is Christine Turman. Well, she got upset earlier this week when she noticed that a neighbor's chicken had pooped on her back patio. So she went out inside. She went inside and got a bucket of pee from her bathroom. Walked, yes, she went into her bathroom where she had a bucket of pee, walked back out on the patio, and then threw the full bucket of pee at the neighbor. Here's the thing to know. The bucket itself hit him in the face, and then the content spilled. So he was drenched. Oh. So the police were called, and they arrested Christine, along with her boyfriend, who was allegedly threatening the neighbor while police were there. Christine has since been released after posting $500 bond, but police say the neighbor, he was in pain because the bucket hit him in the face, and he smelled of urine because all of her pee landed on him, but he will be fine. Sadly, there is no answer for the obvious question, which is, why did Christine have a bucket full of pee in her bathroom in the first place? But the arrest report does say that it happened at a mobile park, so maybe they didn't have plumbing. Who knows? Who knows? And then finally, we go to Kansas. This story is fresh off the presses. Can't explain it. No motive was given. Just says, a woman defecated in the middle of an aisle at a beauty supply store in Kansas, ruining, quote, several wigs in the process. The Wichita Police Department said the suspect has been identified thanks to the help of the public, but they didn't say whether or not she's in custody. But the incident happened on May 10th, and they stated that, quote, the defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result. The business owners, they wanted the public's help in identifying the woman because they want to pursue criminal charges against her. Police said the incident was captured on video surveillance, but, quote, for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault. So there you go. There's your three stories. We have the Arby's manager in Vancouver, Washington, who, for sexual gratification, peed on at least 2 occasions into the Arby's milkshake mix. We have the woman in Florida. Her neighbor's chicken pooped on her back patio, so she grabbed that handy bucket of pee she happened to have in her bathroom, hit him in the face with the bucket, and dumped pee on him. And then finally, the woman who inexplicably, no motive given, walked into a beauty shop, dropped her pants, and pooped on some wigs.
Well, as far as Twitter goes, it's all over the place. So Ben says these all suck about equally, so I'll just go with the Kansas lady sucking least, because that is my home state.
Okay, so
all right, that's home cooking.
The Ferb guy says, I think Arby's sucks less. Shocking there. John just says, what is up with this body fluid stuff? Amber also says, the manager at Arby's sucks the least. And so does Charlie. Says, number one, because people drank the milkshakes. Okay, I completely disagree with all of you. I think the manager at Arby's sucks the most. I think that this was absolutely the worst thing because people ingested his urine.
Unknowingly. There was no conflict. There's no confrontation.
Show me your receipt and we'll give you a refund on your milkshake. Are you kidding me? I saved a receipt from a fast food place? What world is it where you save every single receipt you have? I know people who've done that. They're dead now. They would be 100 years old right now if they were still alive. So that's horrible. He's also the manager. It's one thing to be a new hire, to feel like, you know what I mean, the boss is coming down on you.
Right, right.
The man sucks. You got the worst hours in this place. You were the nighttime manager at the Arby's. Arby's is a delicious experience for anyone involved. Everyone is happy to be at Arby's. And they know that not only are they going to get a delicious roast beef sandwich, they're going to get a milkshake too. And you peed in the milkshake maker.
Right.
That sucks the most. Florida woman, she sucks the second most. The guy did take a header with a bucket. He got doused in urine. I can't believe her bond was only $500. You assaulting your neighbor with a bucket of urine?
Right, and it's not just that you dumped the pee on him. Like, right, she hit him in the face with a bucket, and then the pee splashed on him.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. I mean, that's right up there. Hopefully he didn't get any in his mouth, all right, like the Arby's customers did. That's still horrible. I think the woman in Kansas who pooped in the beauty supply store and ruined the 8 wigs in Kansas, I think she sucks the least on this one, Ted.
See, I'm with people on Twitter. Like, the woman in Kansas, she still ruined wigs at the store.
Yes, she did.
Right? So there's a lot of people pissed off about that. And the store, whoever owns the store lost some money. The woman in Florida, right, hits the neighbor, then pours urine on him, which I agree with Thoreau. I don't know why you had a bucket of urine.
It's just handy. I'm assuming that they're going to live in like one of these campers that really don't have a fully functioning bathroom, or that mechanism in the camper's broken.
Yeah, hopefully.
Either way, don't hit someone with that bucket of pee you got.
The thing with the Arby's guy, though, is that nobody knew.
Right.
No.
Right? It wasn't like anybody came back and said, hey, there's something wrong with my milkshake.
Right, right.
So, while it's weird that he did that, that's one of those things, if people didn't know, like, how did they find out again?
They were investigating him for something else, which okay. I kept out of this story, because believe me, he would suck the most if he knew that. So I'll explain that after we're done, but for the purposes of this, I left that part out. So they're investigating for something entirely
and
different.
And they caught him on video urinating into the milkshake.
And they're just like, that is not even remotely what we're looking for.
He had videoed himself personally urinating.
I mean, I think that's terrible.
Milkshake bag.
But again, that's one of those, if you don't know, can it hurt you? Like nobody got sick. Nobody went back the next day and was like, hey, it's November 1st. Something happened with the milkshake. And frankly, I think it's a credit to Arby's and the deliciousness of their milkshakes.
I think you can pee in it and people can't tell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the Jamocha.
I don't think that's a testament.
The Jamocha shake is one of the greatest milkshakes in the world.
The Jamocha shake.
So just based on the fact that people cannot tell that his pee was in the mix, you're like, no harm, no foul.
There is, like, trust me, there is tons of gross stuff that has happened to you that you don't know about.
That is correct.
And it's nice you don't know.
That is even more correct. Yeah.
You know, it's not filmed.
Right, it's like I always say, like, you know somebody that smokes crack. You don't know it, but they have. Or they do. They just hide it from you. So I feel the same way about this milkshake thing.
Look, like, to your left and the right. One of them's a crackhead.
If nobody had ever known, like, I knew of somebody that worked at a pancake place.
All right.
And they,
oh, no.
They added, because they were mad at the boss, added batter to the batter.
No.
For the restaurant or for the boss?
For the restaurant.
Oh. They didn't do anything.
When people get mad, it doesn't matter.
These flapjacks are salty.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
I will say this. I never ate at that one again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.